Hopefully, after this comes out, a bunch of people don't realize that Angelina's come up with something really good and they jump into the horse treat business.
Well, like you said, if we really get main course down, I think another thing that we could do is we've already kind of brainstormed a canine course where we can expand from horse treats to horse and dog treats, and that would open up a huge amount of clientele.
Welcome to Future Titans, where we spotlight remarkable middle and high school entrepreneurs building real businesses that solve real problems. Every founder we speak to has received a $1,000 Formidable Fellowship grant. It's not equity, it's not debt, just a bit of inspiration capital to say keep doing what you're doing. If you're a student entrepreneur, we'd love to support you too. Just visit formidablefellowship.org to apply for a grant. It takes less than 5 minutes. And if you believe in empowering young builders, consider supporting our mission. All contributions are tax deductible. Now on to the conversation. Hey, everybody. Today on Future Titans, we have a really interesting business. It combines two things that people like, animals and food, in a really interesting way. So I'm going to have this awesome young entrepreneur introduce herself. Why don't we start with your name, where you go to school, and what grade you're in?
I'm Angelina DeBrown. I'm in ninth grade and I go to High Technology High School.
Okay. And so High Tech High School, some of you may have heard other episodes we've done. We actually had another great entrepreneur from that same school, Julia Mason, on about her nails business. Angelina, tell us a little bit about the business that you've built. What do you guys do, and maybe how much revenue did you do last year?
My business is Main Course. It is a monthly horse treat baking business, and my revenue so far has been $1,200.
Okay. All right. So I know nothing about horses, and I know very little about e-commerce subscription boxes. So we're going to have a good conversation today. You're going to probably teach me a lot. So let's start at the very beginning. How did you get into this business?
When I was in fifth grade, I would always go to the barn and I would ride with my friends and I would always bake horse cookies and they would always ask for the recipes and how to make them and stuff like that. So one day I just decided, why not make this into a business for more
Okay.
people to share?
Got it. All right. So let's unpack that a little bit. You're going to see horses. So did you grow up riding horses, having horses? You know, like maybe give us a little bit of the backstory on the on where did horses come into your life?
Ever since I was young, I kind of always was fascinated in horses and unicorns. And for my sixth birthday, my parents got me riding lessons. And ever since then, I've just loved riding.
Okay, cool. All right. So you love riding. Fifth grade, you're making these cookies just kind of to treat the horses. When does this turn into business? You're in ninth grade now, so when did you start sort of making these and selling them?
I would say around spring, fifth grade, fall of sixth grade was really when we developed it.
Okay, got it. All right, so I have no idea what goes into a horse cookie. So how did you figure out in that first formulation what to put in it? How much did you experiment with this? Like, where did you learn how to make these cookies?
In the beginning, I was really just experimenting for fun, and then I just started researching a little bit based upon what horses like and what's nutritionally good for them. So a lot of the cookies have molasses, and that's one of a horse's favorite food. So I decided to add that into everyone.
Okay, and how do you do this research? Is this going on YouTube? Is this reading stuff on the internet? Is this talking to horse trainers? Like, where do you get all this information?
Well, most of it is looking up on the web, and I have watched some YouTube videos to get further inspiration.
Okay, got it. All right, so you figure out what horses like. You know, maybe get mom or dad to, you know, go with you to the grocery store, buy all this stuff up, and then are you trying out a bunch of different formulations and then seeing which one the horses like? Like, how did you figure out what was the right formula?
Well, at the time, I had a pony. His name was Harry. And I would bake the cookies and I would give it to him. And if he liked it, then I would say it was Harry approved and it was going to be a good cookie.
All right, nice. Okay, so you kind of were, you had a customer, Harry, who liked your cookies, and you're like, okay, I think I can take this to other folks. All right, that's awesome. All right, and so who are your first, I'm curious then, you, so you know, you have a customer, or you have a somebody who likes it. They're obviously not paying you because Harry's your own pony. When did you hang up your, hey, I'm selling this sign, right? And like, how did you get those first customers?
At my barn, I had a lot of friends that were my age, so I made my first boxes and I gave them all a box, and I asked them for feedback, what they liked about it, what they didn't like, and ways to change it. And those were my first customers.
Okay. And so you were just sampling, like you were just giving them away just to see if people, you know, if the horses would eat it and liked it, and then if they did, then you try to sell them, then they might buy the treats from you going forward. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And after
Okay.
I sampled them, they were really my first paying customers as well.
Okay, got it. And so how much does a box cost?
It costs about $6 to make, but it's extremely expensive shipping, about like $13 of shipping. So the price that we're paying for the box is about $19.
Cost you 19. Why is it so expensive to ship? Are these really big, or do you have to freeze, like refrigerate them, or put them in something that keeps them cold?
It's mostly just the weight and the size. They're not too big, but the ingredients inside do weigh a lot. So that, and a lot of them are far, so that's really the cost.
Okay. So you have your local friends who like them, and so I guess they don't pay the shipping cost. You just Or does everybody get it shipped at this point?
The people at my barn, I usually just deliver it to them in person.
Right. Okay. So it costs you $6 if you deliver it in person, $19 if it's shipped. And what do you sell it for?
$29.99.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you have like a 30-ish percent margin. Okay. And how did you come up with that pricing?
I came up with the pricing more. I just wanted to make a decent amount of profit, so it wasn't really any analytical statistics. I kind of just came up with a price, and then I saw were the people buying it, and really just adjusted from there.
Okay. And did you have like a, since you had a pony, did you have a kind of an intuitive sense for what this stuff costs because you were already buying treats for your pony? Or was this kind of like you completely came up with the price on your own?
No, I did know the price of some horse treats. Some are a lot more expensive than others, so I feel like this was a good in between.
Okay. And do you know what makes the ones that are more expensive, or you know, the ones that are more expensive, are they better quality, or is it just they are just maybe their brand is better? Like any idea for why certain ones price a lot higher?
Think the look, like the cheaper ones, they're more just in like ball forms or like little nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
But the most expensive ones, they look like real human cookies and they're decorated with icing and they're pre-made. So I think that's probably why they're the most expensive.
Okay, and where on that spectrum do yours look more like the cheap ones, or they look more like the expensive ones?
They look more like the expensive ones because they do look like human treats and they're like it really just depends how you make it, but they're supposed to look like the expensive ones.
All right, so on this topic of pricing, have you messed around with the pricing, or this sort of $29.99 a box? You've stuck to it since the beginning.
And we've stuck with $29.99. We found that that's a good price.
Okay, and so that means like the formula has pretty much stayed the same since the beginning as well. Have you added any new flavors, or I don't know, done a small, medium, large size cookie? Have you made any other changes to the product?
Yeah, we have a lot of different variations, but they all cost about the same,
They
about
all
the same.
cost about the same. Okay, got it. And have your costs gone up? You know, you keep hearing about all this inflation and everything else, right? Like, which I imagine means some of your raw material costs have gone up, or not really. Maybe like molasses, and I don't know what else horses like, but have the prices of most of those raw materials that make up your cookies mostly stayed the same?
Some of them have fluctuated a little bit, but it's not like an insane amount that we would have
Okay.
to change the pricing of the box.
Okay, got it. All right. So how are you getting customers, right? You had your first group, as let's call them friends and family, right? People you knew in the community, they liked you, they liked your product, they bought. Sometimes those folks will buy because they like the product, but also because they want to support you. How did you get your first customers who you didn't know?
We originally started selling on our website, makewhats.com, but then we expanded to Etsy, and that's where a lot of our customers come from, through Etsy.
Okay, amazing. All right. And so main course, MANE course.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I love the name. All right. And so is the primary method today Etsy, or is it primarily coming directly through your website?
Although we sell on both, it's really primarily Etsy that we get the sales from.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, Etsy's got, they take a commission, obviously, but they bring you a lot of demand and a lot of potential customers. And so on Etsy, are you doing anything special? Are you doing sort of paid promotion or anything to kind of move your results up the top of the search page? Or is it just kind of like organic? Like, what whoever finds you and likes what you're doing just buys from you?
Yeah, we haven't really been doing any paid promotions or anything like that on Etsy, but we have been getting a decent amount of sales through there.
Okay. And what's the method or the options for somebody to buy? Is it strictly a subscription box where they get it once a month, or is it they can just buy kind of one off if they like?
Yes, they can do subscription 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, and they can also buy it as a one-off.
Okay, and is there any difference in price if I decide to buy a 6 month subscription for my horse? Do I get a discount on that? Do I get more product? Is there any benefit to subscribing?
The product is the same, but the price per box is cheaper.
Okay, so it's off of the $29.99. Okay, got it, got it. And so what's the mix today if you were to estimate between sort of single sales versus subscription?
I would say 15% would be subscription and the other would be one-off.
Okay. Do you have any sense for why that is? Like, is there anything that you might be doing right now to increase the amount of subscription boxes?
I would say people probably get them for birthdays or holidays or gifts, and that's probably why it's a one-off. And also because they've never seen it before, so they probably want to get a one-off just to see how it is.
So you have this horse treats business. I'm curious, did you have any other kind of hustles, businesses before this, or is this your first entrepreneurial venture?
No, this is my first one.
Okay, nice. Well, way to go. You already have a success on your hands. And had you had any jobs before this, working part-time somewhere?
No.
No. Okay, so this is your first kind of adventure into making money. Okay, that's great. And so where do you think this entrepreneurial sort of instinct and drive came from? Is this parents or entrepreneurs? You had somebody who inspired you at school, a class at school, like, and it might be multiple things, but where did this sort of desire to start something entrepreneurial emerge from?
My dad, Yakko DeBrown, he is an entrepreneur and startup. And also my uncle, Mark Laurie, is also an entrepreneur.
Okay, and what kind of businesses do they operate?
My dad has a startup software company, and my uncle has had a few companies. But right now he's working on Wonder, which is like fine fast dining.
Okay, cool. And so I'm just curious, did you kind of grow up and sort of hear what we'll call business talk around the dinner table and just at home, and some of it you just picked up?
Yeah, especially at holidays and family gatherings, my uncles were always talking about it.
Okay, all right, that's great. And how about school? I mean, I know High Tech High is a really interesting school. It's sort of, it's not the typical school, we'll call it. Has there been anything there that you've learned that's been, maybe it didn't inspire the business, but that's helped with the business?
Necessarily anything entrepreneurial, but there are a lot of good analytical thinking skills, and I think that
Okay.
could also help with business.
All right, so you have this business, you're passionate about horses, so it kind of fits into a passion you have. Seems like it's going very well. I'm curious, along the way, have you run into any difficulties, some, bad product, tough customers, just things that didn't go as well as planned, kind of some hardships, and how did you overcome those?
Yes, in the beginning, we ship our liquid things like apple cider vinegar and egg whites in plastic containers. And in the beginning, we use a certain brand. And when we ship them, the plastic container cracked and broke, and the product spilled all over the box. So we had to reevaluate and get new brands of the plastic and o kind of overcome that challenge, because that did happen a lot.
Okay. All right. That's big. So, and this is what you were shipping, right? So, like, literally, customers would have gotten something that was leaking and kind of a mess.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's not good for them or for you. So, okay. And so, how did you, so I guess you heard it from customers that this was an issue. And then, how did you go and source new, maybe packing supplies or whatever you needed?
Yeah, they would reach out to us and tell us what happened, and we would send them a replacement box. And then we kind of just looked up different plastics and tested them out to see which ones were the best.
Okay, got it. I want to go back to your school a little bit, or just let's talk about school in general. I'd love to understand, from young builders like yourself, like who are entrepreneurial, what does school do well today for you, and what do you wish it taught you?
I enjoy school. I especially enjoy sciences. And I think, though, that school maybe should have a more business aspect, because sometimes people want to start businesses, but they don't know how to. In senior year of my school, we have financial literacy, and that helps with taxes and stuff like that. But maybe earlier on in freshman or sophomore year, they have something more business-like.
Okay. And so when it comes to thinking about pricing or marketing or sales or how to talk to customers, like right now, you're either teaching yourself or you've kind of caught it in the family kind of gatherings that you've had, would you say? Like it hasn't come to you at school, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's more through my family.
So the website you have, Main Course, how did you build that website? Like, how did the website come to be?
I first built it when I first started with my mom. We did it together, and I built it on Wix.
Okay, got it. And so, how'd you figure that out, right? Like, because I think a lot of our grantees, they're trying to figure out the web, or they're trying to figure out their website, and or they're usually trying to figure out kind of the marketing part. Wix, like, did again, was this a lot of YouTube tutorials? How did you figure out how to get the website operational? And can somebody buy off of the website, or is buying strictly on Etsy?
You can buy off of the website if you want. We just get more sales usually through Etsy. And the
Right.
website, since I was in fifth grade, I didn't really know how to do it. So my mom really set up the basis of the website, but now I edit it and I add products and stuff like that to it.
Okay, awesome. Well, shout out to mom for all the help there. That's fantastic. All right, so you've grown up in this business household. I'm curious, what's the best business advice or guidance that you've received?
Well, my uncle, Mark Lurie, always said that you have to go big and you have to take risks in order to succeed.
Okay, yeah, that is very, very true. You're running a business, you're going to this pretty challenging high school, at least based on what I've understood of it. How are you finding balancing being an entrepreneur and being a student at the same time?
It's definitely challenging, especially since this is my first year in high school. And I think I definitely have some things to learn about how to balance it.
Okay. And so does that mean right now you're just not able to maybe spend and invest as much time in the business as you'd like?
Yeah, definitely. There's been a lot of homework and studying and tests. So I definitely want to try and balance it so I can spend more time on the business.
Okay. And so right now, like just given you're still getting acclimated to high school, would you say the business is kind of like you fulfill orders that come in, but you're not sort of going, you're not trying to grow it massively right now because you're still sort of getting your feet underneath you at high school?
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Is that right? Okay. As you look forward with the business, it's a really interesting category. I mean, I think it actually could probably be, there's all these dog treat businesses, and we've seen some of them become really big, and then they expand into all sorts of other products and services for dog owners. And I imagine people who have horses probably obsess and care for them as much as dog owners do. If you think forward to when you have a bit more time to invest in growing the business, what do you think the next big challenge or hurdle is going to be that you're going to have to overcome?
Well, like you said, with expansion, if we really get main course down, I think another thing that we could do is we've already kind of brainstormed a canine course where we can expand from horse treats to horse and dog treats, and that would open up a huge amount of clientele.
Okay. Is there anybody else doing horse treat subscription boxes? I imagine there are, but again, ridden a horse 3 times in my life, so I have no idea about this market. Or are you one of the only ones at this point?
I think I'm one of the only ones that can have make your own horse treats and
Okay.
subscription based. So I think that's what sets me apart from all of the other horse treat brands.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully after this comes out, a bunch of people don't realize that Angelina's come up with something really good and they jump into the horse treat business. So, if you have a horse, you need to go to her website and buy some, or find her on Etsy and buy some. If they go to Etsy, how much less money do you make? How much does Etsy take?
It doesn't take too much, I believe. I
Okay.
would say it takes a few dollars, but not too
Okay. Got it. And if it's on your website, that all comes right to you.
Exactly.
All right. So don't go to Etsy. Go to Main Course and buy horse treats for your horse off of that directly from Angelina. And let's cut out the middleman. On school, I want to just go back to that for a second. Have there been, maybe on entrepreneurship, it hasn't been the place where you've learned a lot, but I'm just curious, there's always some teacher or teachers who've been inspiring or who just gave you a love of a particular subject. Is there anybody there that kind of sticks out that you'd love to just recognize or that you'd love to kind of give a shout out to right now?
Eighth grade math teacher, Miss Cottrell, she really helped me understand math, and whenever I was having trouble with it, she really just helped me understand it.
Okay, awesome. And that's Miss Cottrell. All
Yes.
right, well, shout out to Miss Cottrell. You received a $1,000 Formidable Fellowship grant. I'm curious, where are you investing that in the business, or maybe you already have, or where do you plan to invest that?
I took some of it and put it back into my business, and a lot of it I use to give out free boxes. I moved to a different barn, and that's a whole nother clientele. So for Christmas, I gave everyone a free box.
Okay, nice. All right. So kind of marketing and awareness. I love it. That's a great use of the funds. Our last kind of closing question is, there's going to be a bunch of young entrepreneurs or young aspiring entrepreneurs who listen to this, going to be inspired by what you've done. I think you're the only grantee who's built a subscription box business, as far as I can recall. And certainly the only one, if I do have that wrong, you're definitely the only one who's built a subscription box for horses. So if one of those young aspiring entrepreneurs is listening to this and is like, hey, I'd like to do this, but is still a little bit scared of taking the plunge, what advice would you give them?
I would say just go for it and try it and don't be afraid to make mistakes because you're learning on the way.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's great advice. Angelina loves horses. was making things just to sort of feed Harry, and then found other people liked him, and then has turned that into a business that did $1,200, all while she's in a really tough high school, getting her sort of bearings. So congrats on building a great business. Again, let's give everybody the places they can go to if they want to buy horse treats or just learn more. If there's, I don't know if you're on Instagram or TikTok or anywhere else, but yeah, just let's give a shout out. Where are all the places they can find you, Angelina?
Our website, maincourse.com, M-A-N-E course.com. Etsy, you can look up Main Course. And our Instagram at Main Course Horse.
Main Course Horse. Okay, cool. And we'll put that all in the show notes. Remarkable business. Thanks for taking the time. And we're excited to see how Main Course grows. And again, any horse owners out there, or if you know a horse owner, please make sure that you send them this or send them Angelina's website, so that you can treat your horse to some fantastic cookies. All right. Thanks so much.